Yeah, I hope so. I hope I'm going. Yeah. So, no, obviously, it's been a crazy 12 months for me. You know, if you had told me this at the beginning of the season, then I probably wouldn't have believed you. So, you know, it's been a fantastic 12 months, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I'm just looking forward, looking to still improve on a lot of things that I know I can, and you know, hopefully go off to France and help England.
What have you learned the most over the last year?
It's tough to say. I've learned a lot. You know, I wouldn't even know where to start, really. You know, we went for my club. We went through a crazy season. Not only as a club, but as a league. The league's gone through a crazy season. I've learned so many different things right up until the last game of the season, and now with England. You know, every time I went away with England, I was learning new things as well. So. You know, I'm looking to improve on all of those things that I've learned, and you know, hopefully I'll use them as good experiences, and hopefully I can use that experience going into the tournament.
Because essentially as a defender, the game actually is in front of you, whereas as a midfielder, you've got to have that vision 360, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. That was one thing that I had to adapt to, you know, from the beginning of the season. But as I said before, it wasn't the first year that I played in that position. I played there in Portugal as well, so it wasn't a complete shock to the system. But obviously, every position, right back, centre back, defensive midfield positions I played, every position is different, which require different things in your body shape, you know, physically, different demands of you. So, you know, I've learned a lot in all those different aspects, and I can still improve in every single position and in a lot of different things.
And just going back to last summer, did you see that as a snub? How did you feel?
No, you know, I had a good conversation with Gareth Southgate and my own manager before it obviously was known to all of you, and you know, it gave me the chance to. It was my first season in the Premier League the season before, which was you know, very tough for me. I'd never experienced not having a winter break, for example, and the level of the competitiveness between every game, you know, it's unbelievable. So it was a shock to the system my first season, and essentially I was coming from a different country like any other foreigner, really. So it was a bit of a shock to the system at first, so it took some getting used to. So having a full summer holiday did me the world of good, and then I was able to start pre-season from the beginning with the manager, and that was fantastic for me, which put me in a great position going into the season.
Do you feel you've blossomed now as a footballer?
It's a bit early to say. You know, I think there's still a lot more blossoming to be done. So, you know, I think there's still so much I can improve on, and you know, I don't see myself as the finished article. Far from it. So, I'm looking to still improve on a lot of things, and hopefully I can. And then, you know, maybe in 5 or 6 years when you ask me that, maybe I can say that, but I think there's still a long way to go.
And a couple of quick ones. Do you see yourself as a defender now or a midfielder?
No, as I said before, you know, I don't see myself as either. I see myself as a football player, you know, and I'm happy to play wherever the manager wants me to play, and, you know, that's up to him, and I'm open to anything.
And have you trained as a defender in any of the training sessions so far, or are you expecting to play in that role for 45 minutes at any point, just to get that experience or the combination with one of the other ones?
Yeah, no, as I said, you know, I don't expect anything. You know, I have to, first of all, I don't expect anything. I have to fight for everything. And, you know, I've trained in both positions for you know, 14, 15 years. So so I don't see it as a problem, you know, either position. And I think I'm well prepared to do either.
And I'll just squeeze one last one in. From a mental point of view or a physical point of view, is there any fatigue, any hangover from your club season?
Yeah, obviously it was a very long season, very tough season. You know, we had to fight all the way until the end. You know, so it was a very tough season. But you know, coming away with a different team, a different group of coaching staff, different players, that brings you another, you know, mental freshness, because it's a different scenario, different scenes, training at different places, you know, so that's all nice, and that sort of all refreshes you. So I'm feeling good, and I think everyone else is.